This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, August 23rd. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Mexico holding firm on biotech corn ban. WOTUS update moves forward. And EPA gets biofuel group backing. Mexico's not backing off its biotech ban. Mexico standing firm on its biotech corn decree that despite the Biden administration's decision to seek a dispute panel under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. In an interview with Reuters, the Mexican economy minister Raquel Buenrostro said her country won't make any further changes to the decree. She noted the decree allows the use of biotech corn for animal feed, just not human food. It's already written. It's already in the decree, she said. Raimondo heading to China. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo will be leaving for China soon for a four-day visit, August 27th to 30th, that to continue the efforts of the Biden administration to repair U.S. ties with the country. China is the largest foreign market for U.S. agriculture exports, but tariffs that began during the Trump administration continue to weigh down trade. In a letter to presidential candidates this week, major U.S. farm groups stressed the need for new free trade agreements and a reduction of the U.S. dependency on the Chinese market. The group said, quote, in 2022, the U.S. exported $38.11 billion in food and agriculture products to China, an astounding 22-fold increase. China is now the largest buyer of U.S. food and agriculture products, purchasing 19% of our exports. These exports are critical to America's farmers and rural communities. During her visit to China, Raimondo, quote, looks forward to constructive discussions on issues relating to the U.S.-China commercial relationship, challenges faced by U.S. businesses, and areas for potential cooperation, Commerce said in a statement. OMB completes review of new waters rule. The White House Office of Management and Budget has completed its review of a new rule defining waters of the U.S. in the Clean Water Act, making it look as if the Environmental Protection Agency will fulfill its promise to issue new regulations by September 1. The ag industry has worried EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, which coordinate on the CWA implementation, will make only minor changes to the rule despite a Supreme Court ruling in May that appeared to have significantly tightened the legal foundation for the rule. The agencies have not asked for public comment on the revisions. The rule itself is not in effect in 26 states because of court rulings. A wide variety of industry and environmental groups have met with OMB and EPA officials to discuss the rule. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Ethanol Industry Group supports EPA's decision on refinery exemptions. Growth Energy is backing the Environmental Protection Agency's July 14 decision to reject 26 small refinery exemption requests. The nation's biggest biofuels trade group moved to intervene on EPA's side in a lawsuit challenging the decision filed by one small refinery, Hunt Refining Company. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score said, quote, EPA made the right call by following the data, which show there is no economic justification for exempting another oil company from its obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard. Past abuse of SREs destroyed demand for billions of gallons of biofuels, undermining our ability to hold down prices at the pump with clean American renewable fuel. It's important that the courts and EPA continue to reject efforts to roll back the clock, Score said. Cargill using wind power on ship for the first time. Cargill is testing a new form of wind power on a ship as the maritime industry pushes to decarbonize. Bartec Wind Wings by Yara Marine is expected to save 30% on fuel costs for newly built vessels, Cargill said. The performance of the wind wings will be closely monitored over the coming months to further improve their design, operation, and performance, with the aim that the FIEX Ocean will be used to inform the scale-up and adoption across not only Cargill's fleet, but the industry, Cargill said. FIEX Ocean is the name of the ship. Proposed USDA rule meant to curb horse soaring. The Agriculture Department is proposing a slate of regulatory changes under the Horse Protection Act meant to crack down on the use of horse soaring or training horses to use exaggerated gaits in competition. The changes include giving USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service the responsibility of handling inspections and other regulatory responsibilities, prohibiting all devices or substances that could mask evidence of soaring, and changing record keeping and reporting requirements for management at horse shows. Under the Horse Protection Act, Congress tasked the agency with eliminating soaring, a practice USDA Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt says harms horses and makes it harder for those who properly care for their horses to compete in walking shows. A 2010 USDA Inspector General audit found the agency's previous system of oversight was ineffective and suggested it should be overhauled. $150 million made available for small, underserved forest landowners. The Forest Service is investing $150 million, quote, to help underserved and small acreage forest landowners connect to emerging voluntary climate markets. USDA's Notice of Funding Opportunity, rolled out yesterday, announced the money will also support participation of forest landowners who own less than 2,500 acres of forest land in emerging private markets for climate mitigation or forest resilience. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, August 23rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.